Vet Views.
Hi everybody, it's David here. Welcome to another edition of the Vet Views podcast. Today it's a pleasure to welcome back Dr. Naomi Roberts, who's based at our Holly House Vets in Knutsford. So today we're talking about a very current and possible controversial topic of ear cropping. Many people are not aware of this practice, so should we be concerned?
Hi David, thanks for having me back. Ear cropping is, it's essentially a pinectomy, which means it's the removal of the ear pinna or the flap of the ear in dogs. It's been illegal in the UK since 1899, and this law is currently enforceable under the Animal Welfare Act of 2006. It's illegal because it's considered an unnecessary mutilation and there's no medical grounds for it at all. But sadly, there are growing numbers of dogs in the UK with cropped ears.
So what's the reason for this increase?
Unfortunately, there are quite a lot of companies that provide protection dogs to footballers and other celebrities. Many of these are Dobermans or Cane Corsos, and they've got cropped ears. These dogs then appear on their social media, and the general public begins to believe that these dogs are desirable and see them as a bit of a status symbol. They probably don't realise that these dogs have undergone an unnecessary, you know, mutilation. They've been, they've had a procedure done to make their ears look like that.
So, how's the procedure done exactly?
So these dogs will be anaesthetised as quite a young puppy, and they will have the flaps of their ears surgically removed. The ears are then splinted for numerous weeks to ensure that the ears stand upright. There's absolutely no medical evidence that it is of any benefit to these dogs, but there is a lot of evidence that it can, if even when done by a veterinary professional in countries where it is legal, it has risks associated with it and it does cause pain. Some of these dogs can get really nasty infections from the procedure. And in the long term, some dogs can become head shy, so they don't like being touched around their ears. And, you know, ears are an important part of dogs' ability to communicate. So that can have an impact on their behaviour in the future.
So literally, these dogs, as puppies, putting it bluntly, have the flappy bits of their ears chopped off and then wooden splints or plastic splints. And this is purely for the look of the dog, to make it look more aggressive? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's to look a certain way. The classic breeds that have cropped ears are Dobermans, Cane Corsos, Bully Breeds, Great Danes. And the reason they have this procedure is purely for aesthetic reasons. It's so that they look more intimidating, and just some people like the way that looks. We do find that ear cropping supporters will often claim that it prevents ear injuries and ear infections that they would suffer. But if that's the case, I don't understand why all breeds don't have their ears cropped. You know, spaniels are really, really prone to ear infections for lots of different reasons that we don't even consider, you know, cutting their ears off. I have seen a few ear pinna, ear flap injuries in dogs over the years, but in 12 years of practicing, I've never had to do a full pinectomy or flap removal on a dog. It's just not an issue we face. It's not something that we worry about. So these dogs are being mutilated for looks alone, as far as I'm concerned.
And I suppose the whole celebrity thing, they have more traction on social media. But I know there's been some backlash. Remember Jordan Banjo innocently bought a dog. I think it was about 6 months old when he got it, put pictures up and got a backlash from the public. There might be ignorance there, and I suppose one of our duties is to educate the public. The more we can do that, the better. But one question springs to mind, how are these dogs appearing? If it's illegal, you know, is this being done down the back street of breeders? How is this coming about?
So there's two ways that this is happening. So dogs are probably being cropped illegally in the UK. Or they are being imported with cropped ears. The concern is that dogs that are being cropped in the UK are probably being done without an anaesthetic, because I cannot see that any veterinary professional in the UK would be involved in this practice. But they, yeah, they'll be having basically just their ears cut off. There was a breeder recently has been convicted of illegal ear cropping. The other way in which these dogs are coming in is, yeah, being imported. And this is sort of one area that we hopefully could, you know, make a difference. There are cases where owners in this country and breeders are breeding their puppies and then exporting their dogs to countries that where ear cropping is done or is legal, and then importing them back into the UK. And I just can't imagine the stress that a puppy would have to go through, you know, being travelling a long way, having an anaesthetic, having its ears removed and then coming back. It just, to me, just seems completely unethical and actually really upsetting.
Is there anything we can do to help?
So there's been quite a famous petition that was started by the Focus on Animal Law group and was supported by the British Veterinary Association that was calling for a ban on importing dogs with cropped ears. It was started by Jordan Shelley, who is an animal welfare campaigner and dog trainer. It's now reached over 100,000 signatures, which means that it will be debated in Parliament. And I would urge anybody who is, you know, cares about this situation to get in touch with their own MP so that their MPs are aware and involved and engaged in the hopeful debate that's going to happen. Obviously, we can't stop dogs being cropped in the UK illegally, but the problem is more that there's a perception that cropping dogs is normal. So lots of people, you know, I even speak to people that think it is normal that dogs look that way, and that's where the social media doesn't help. And also even kind of films and television, you know, American films will have dogs with cropped ears in. So we just need to really reduce the idea that cropping is normal, and stopping and reducing the number of cropped dogs in this country by reducing it, well, stopping importing would help with that. We can't totally stop illegal cropping in this country, but reducing the idea that it is acceptable to have cropped ears is the best place to start.
We presumably have clients of ours that have got dogs with cropped ears. They've bought them for all the right reasons. They're unaware, and we certainly, I know we don't judge them. It's not a case of people being irresponsible owners. I think it is more a case of, you know, an awareness campaign is needed.
Exactly, and there's absolutely, you know, we will not judge any owner that already has a dog with cropped ears. And we will not treat those dogs that have been cropped any differently to any of our other patients, and we would care for them just the same. But I'd like to encourage owners not to buy dogs with cropped ears, because obviously that is promoting this mutilation, and just understanding that it's illegal in this country, and it's illegal for a good reason. But yeah, we would absolutely want to point out that we would not treat any dogs that have been cropped already any differently. But we just want to really raise awareness that it's not something we should be doing, and reducing the numbers that are imported into this country would make a huge difference in its public perception, and that it's an acceptable thing to do.
If you do want to help, I've just looked up Jordan's campaign. If you do a Google search for ear cropping petition, it comes up. So you can go on there, add your name to the petition. And yeah, let's get people behind this campaign. Let's raise awareness. Let's see if we can get more people sign the petition and make importation illegal. Yeah, well, there we go. Our most controversial, I think, podcast yet. So let's get it out there, spread the word, and we'll see you on the next one. Vet Views.